Chapter 19. Our explosive atmosphere.
Where do these clouds come from? I asked.
Their origins are diverse. These clouds also have various chemical components, gaseous, and many times such components are not the same due to the effect of fusion between one gas and another. The least percentage of them is inoffensive, but a greater part is highly dangerous. Your scientists, have chosen a bad time for your nuclear tests, because the liberated energy of the atom attracts these clouds like a magnet, actually surrounding the Earth and adhering to the stratosphere. Sometimes they orbit forming transparent rings around the Earth. In the years 1220 to 1300 those clouds, not finding any point of support in the stratosphere, were repelled by the enormous mantle of oxygen encountered on your planet. In that manner a large part of the gases was repelled. With the passage of time the damage, though detectable, left minimum residual effects. We found cosmic clouds far beyond the system expelled in a certain way by spatial inertia, but today the characteristics of the chemical and nuclear weapons is such that it will be difficult, I must tell you, to disperse them from the environs of the Earth. I must tell you something else, some substances that make up these gases are highly explosive. The space satellites could contribute something to this. But really the majority only detect some anomalies and many times these are not appropriately interpreted by your scientists for lack of a point of comparison. This phenomenon is unknown to your scientists. And those gases, highly dangerous and, as I told you, explosive, could make your Earth vanish if anyone would expel a gas that would stimulate the cosmic clouds. The slightest cover contains heavy particles, whose special components are nitrogen, hydrogen, and oxygen among others, as sullies lead emitted by the contamination from said countries. This is beginning to cover your planet like a cupola. The unmoderated mixture will deprive the neutralizing elements such as oxygen of beneficial effect. Other clouds come from other places. Some only are converted into light gases as they travel through space. But others come to form veritable communities of clouds of such form that visibility is not possible through many kilometers of space. In the system from where I come, there is a band of what you would call photons. Also there is one in the Pleiades, and it is from there that we have ties of scientific interchange with them. We denominate this phenomenon as one of transformation. This is because an organism, when it makes contact with the photon, human beings, animals and plants, suffers profound transformations. There is immediate organic disintegration. Well then, like with the cells, those atoms propagate and when the nebulosity becomes overcharged, it explodes and expels these clouds throughout the universe. They travel slowly considering that there are no gases to transport these nebulas. And as they are very heavy their movement is slow. They do not come very far but in space they reach enormous distances. Some of these clouds have come in various ages to the Earth. The photon was known in rudimentary form, without calculations of propagation and distance and absolutely lacking of precautions, because in these different epochs in which these clouds of gases were present, the terrestrials were not prepared. Nor are you prepared today, despite your advances in technology, because you don't take much time to look up with the proper knowledge. You fill your space with useless debris without thinking of the dangers that also will come from the outside.
But what does that mean? How must we study?
You know that the terrestrian always has needed a comparative point in determining the nature of some object or thing in question. Frequently they detect chemical components through metaphysical calculations, biologies, physics, etc. The origin of all this is precisely in the contrary of the movement of the molecules and its development. The gas alone is the effect.